Coming up on episode number 642, it's the glorious return of the All Request Show, the first one of 2010. And on tonight's show, you're going to hear covers of Frank Zappa, Johnny Cash, and the Waterboys. All this, Tina, and trivia too. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is January 12th, 2010. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another All Request edition of Coverville. Yeah, good to finally have this back after a long run of countdown shows and some cover stories and a couple theme shows. It's been a while, and the requests have certainly been piling up, so going to play a few of those on the show tonight. But of course, if you have a request, feel free to email me at coverville@gmail.com, and I'll get yours on the air just like I'm getting the following ones on the air. Alicia let me know about this one. It came out around Christmas time. The Pet Shop Boys had recorded a cover of Coldplay's Viva La Vida. And I know Alicia is a very big fan of Coldplay. A lot of her requests in the past have been Coldplay covers. Well, let's go ahead and get to it right now. Here are the Pet Shop Boys absolutely putting the Coldplay classic into their own style. Here is Viva La Vida.
Reason I
Out to Darren in Pittsburgh. That is Folsom Prison Blues, originally, of course, by Johnny Cash. And we're coming up on the anniversary of that that legendary concert and album. covered there by Everlast, and you can hear definitely recognize him in the vocals there. But you heard something else, didn't you? You heard a little bit of something that sounded like, yes, indeed, it was Cypress Hill. Insane in the Brain, that they were backing him up on that track. And if you go check out the video on YouTube or online, look for the video for Folsom Prison Blues by Everlast, and you'll actually see a very creative video that makes it look like he was on the old Johnny Cash variety show performing that with Cypress Hill. Very cool. Going out to Darren in Pittsburgh. Thanks for suggesting that one. Before that one, Viva La Vida, going out to Alicia. Requested that one. That one comes from the Pet Shop Boys Christmas EP, which came out just right there at the end of the year last year. A really, really good album. And a fun little cover there that mixes a little bit of Domino Dancing in with the Coldplay song, Viva La Vida by Pet Shop Boys. All right, let's talk about the sponsor for tonight's episode of Coverville. It is Audio Engine, and what have we covered? We've covered the iPod adapter, and we've covered the passive bookshelf speakers on the last couple episodes. So let's talk about the premium-powered desktop speakers, because I think these are people's favorites. So you've got your computer, and you've got your either your desktop or your laptop, and maybe you listen to Coverville or listen to all your podcasts and your audio via headphones, or maybe you listen to them right there through the speakers of the equipment that came with your computer, either built in if it's a laptop or little plastic speakers that maybe came with your desktop system. Well, Audio Engine wants to fix that for you. They want to help you out here with the new Audio Engine 2 premium powered desktop speakers. And I say new, but these aren't new. These have been around for a while. These are the perfect audio upgrade for your PC, Mac, laptop, desktop, whatever you've got. Includes the cables, obviously, and a 3-year warranty. But most of all, the incredible sound that you've come to expect from Audio Engine products. These things sound fantastic, they look gorgeous, and they fit right there in your desktop with a gorgeous white or black piano finish. Just really, really handy, and they also, I believe, allow you to plug in. Yeah, you've got a couple different audio inputs, so you can plug in maybe both your iPod and your computer if you want to offload your music playing onto an iPod and not have it taking up your processor cycles. That's something you can do by plugging both items into your Audio Engine speakers. The Audio Engine 2 A2 premium powered desktop speaker is available from Audio Engine USA. When you're ready to buy, make sure you use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, and that's going to take 10% off of the price of the Audio Engine 2 speakers or any of the other fine products from AudioEngineUSA.com. I'm being visited by the dogs here. Hello, dogs. All right, let's get to another request. This one came in from Jordy from Amsterdam, and it's timely because for New Year's Eve, The Flaming Lips did something very, very cool, and hoping to get some of it on the show. They covered every song for song, from Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And they did it in cooperation with another band called Stardeath and White Dwarfs. Well, prior to that, the two groups got together and recorded a cover of Madonna's Borderline for an album called Covered, A Revolution in Sound for Warner Brothers Records. Here is that cover of Borderline by Flaming Lips and Stardeath and White Dwarfs. We'll be right back.
pictured a rainbow. You held it in your hand. I saw flashes. You saw the plan. I wandered out in the world for years. You just stayed in your room. I saw the crescent. You saw the whole of the moon. I was grounded while you touched the sky. I was dumbfounded by the truth. While you saw pure lies, I saw the great dirty valley. You saw Brigadoon and I saw the crescent. You saw the whole of the moon.
going out to James in Ireland. That is Hole of the Moon, performed there by Paul Green from his album Distance Over Time, a version that Mike Scott of the Waterboys even endorses as a beautiful version. Great when you can get the original artist to chime in on your cover, on how good your cover is. Always helps, makes it a lot easier to get the acceptance you need on a cover song. Before that, Borderline by The Flaming Lips with help from Stardeath and White Dwarfs. Boy, compression and distortion on that version. That is the actual song. That is not me having the volume cranked up too loud. That is The Flaming Lips and Stardeath and White Dwarfs from the album Covered, A Revolution in Sound, which came out last year. That is Madonna's Borderline going out to Jordy in Amsterdam. Really quickly, I want to throw out some iTunes shout-outs, some reviews that have come in the last couple weeks. Remember, you can very easily, if you're an iTunes subscriber, a Zune Marketplace subscriber, you can go into any of those services and actually rate and provide reviews for Coverville, which actually helps a lot with exposure. The more reviews you get, the better exposure you get, and the more listeners, and the better show I can be bringing to you. Throw a quick thank you out to a few of you guys: Coverville Bum, Tuck 2, Sergeant J, and Breezy R24 for their kind words on the iTunes Music Store. Very nice 5-star reviews, as well as some very nice words that they all said. If you want to go check them out, just go to iTunes, do a search for Coverville, and look at the reviews. You'll be able to see their reviews as well as the other couple hundred reviews in there. And please, while you're there, leave your own. Appreciate that, because it gets extra attention to Coverville and more listeners, like I said. All right, after the Cheap Trick cover story, as well as the Cheap Trick bonus tracks, there's one more Cheap Trick cover that I neglected to play, and Asif in Jamaica requested a cover of The Flame, and another listener, whose name I don't have written down in front of me, actually pointed me to a great cover that came from a collection put out by the Dallas Observer. It seems like every year for a while they were putting out an album called Seen Heard, which included a bunch of great songs, not just covers, but a bunch of great songs from local Dallas acts. And this one is a group called Spike, spelled S-P-Y-C-H-E, and their great cover of Cheap Trick's The Flame.
Hit by lightning. can't stand up for falling apart. Can't see through this spell across my heart over you. You'll always be the one. You were the first, you'll be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you.
She took the car and drove away, and now I'm sitting here all alone without no love of my own. And then the tears began to fall. You gotta love them all. Tears began to fall and fall and fall down my shirt, 'cause I feel so hurt since my baby drove away. Tears began to fall. Tears began to fall. Tears began to fall and fall and fall. Tears began to fall. And now I'm sitting here all alone without no love of my own.
Yeah.
Without no love of my own.
Yeah.
Without no love of my own. Tears began to fall. Tears began to fall. Tears began to fall. Tears began to fall. And now I'm sitting here all alone without no love of my own. And then the tears began to fall. The writing's on the wall. There's nothing I can say. She took the car and drove away. And now I'm sitting here all alone without no love of my own. And then the tears began to fall. You gotta love them all. Tears began to fall and fall and fall down my shirt, 'cause I feel so hurt since my baby drove away. Tears began to fall. 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 And now I'm sitting here all alone without no love of my own.
Yeah.
Without no love of my own.
Yeah.
Without no love of my own. Tears began to fall. 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 began to fall. Tears began to fall. Tears began to fall. Tears began to fall. Tears began to fall.
From an album called Frankly A Cappella, the Persuasion Sing Zappa, that is Tears Begin to Fall. Now, hold on a sec, because it's supposed to be a cappella, but I clearly heard a trumpet and a guitar in the end of that track. Tears Begin to Fall, again by the Persuasions, originally by Frank Zappa. That's a request by Harold in Delmar, New York, who is saying, hey, I've looked all over and I can't find any covers of Tears Begin to Fall. Can you find one? I said, well, yeah, I can. And sure enough, that's the one right there. Before that, The Flame, going out to Asif in Jamaica, who wanted to hear a cover of The Flame by Cheap Trick. That is Spike from the Dallas Observer's Seen Heard Volume 1, a collection of songs put out by the Dallas Observer, independent artists and stuff like that. All right, Tina is back in the studio. Holy cow, it's been a while since you've been here. How you been?
I've been fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Anything, I'm sure, you know, it's been a couple months since you've been on for Musically Challenged, so.
True.
Anything you want to talk about before we get into it? Talk about Lucky Strike and your bowling ball and.
people, you know.
People on your Facebook already know about your bowling ball getting mauled. Your own personal bowling ball that you bought getting
mauled. No, that I got for a birthday gift from my parents.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I haven't used it that much. I'm not, you know, I just haven't bowled a whole bunch, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, it's pretty pink.
It is.
And it got
matches
mauled.
Matches your shoes and your bag.
Exactly. And it got mauled by the machine. And then Lucky Strike did not want to do anything for me. They just kind of looked at me with a deadpan face. And he's like, well, this is normal and it's at your risk. And there are signs all over, but he couldn't point a sign out to me.
Yes.
So, I mean, he really honestly doesn't know that I'm a very patient person. And I will have my ball fixed by them one way or another. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, absolutely. If I can deal with, you know, farmers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And our roof situation, I can deal with this, you know.
Yes. Tina's in the process of getting a roof for us from farmers after some massive hail damage last. God, was it summer or fall?
It was July.
It was July, yeah.
And they want to only pay for half a roof, mm-hmm. which I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
And so we've had to hire an engineer, and it looks like, you know, we're on our last chance, and I guess they're coming this Friday, and if they still don't agree, then we're going to litigation, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, anyway.
Well, cool. And now is when the dogs decide that they are going to wrestle and fight. And
of course.
Yes. They know. It's like they know that the microphone's rolling. And
I know. Well, it's like they follow me around. So wherever I am is where they want to be.
That's where they want to be.
In Roughhouse.
It's like Tim and Michelle from 500. How their dogs always go nuts when they're recording.
I know.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to Musically Challenged. This one was put together by Tozy, who has put together Musically Challenged before, but you know what, let's let him explain it.
Hi, Brian and Tina. This is John from the Tozy and Kosh blog.
Hi, John.
Now on hiatus.
This
is my second entry in the Musically Challenged game. I wanted to send you guys another one. And for this one, I've taken my inspiration from, I think it's Toyota Boy, who does all of the movie entries.
Yep.
So I'm doing something similar here, except I wanted to mix it up at least a little bit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 10 clips in all. And each clip, and the 10 are paired, so there are 5 pairs. And each pair contains 2 music clips from a movie. So your goal is to identify, first and foremost, the movie. I don't expect you to be able to name all of the music tracks, but if you can name any of them, kudos to you. So without any further ado, let's start playing. Here is clip number 1.
All right, so you got that, Tina?
Yes, I think so. We have to name the movie.
Mm-hmm.
If we can name the clips,
there you go.
We're set.
You
okay.
Got it. All right.
Sounds like a Tim Burton.
It does, or
who's the other one?
Well, Danny Elfman usually does the music.
As old as time.
Oh.
Oh,
true
Beauty and the Beast.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Sung by Angela Lansbury.
Yeah. What's the name of the song? Do you?
Is it Beauty and the Beast? Beauty and the Beast. Yeah.
And the second film.
Oh yeah, I know this one. I'll wait till the.
Oh my gosh, it sounds so familiar. Yeah. I almost want to say like 500 Days of Summer, but
much older.
Jealous for sale or rent.
Volume on that one.
Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets.
Ain't got no cigarettes. Any guesses before I tell you?
No, I know.
Here's a quote. I sure wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, shoot, I don't know.
Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah. Okay.
And the first one was the theme from Brokeback Mountain. I don't know what that's called.
Was it? Okay.
The second one is, what was it?
Beauty and the Beast.
No. No, the second song.
Oh.
The King of the Road by, is that George Jones? I think it's George Jones. I could be.
No idea.
I'm drawing a blank on the performer of that one, so. All right.
And the third film.
It's definitely James Horner. Thinking Titanic.
I know, that's what I was thinking of, Titanic.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
But definitely, I think it's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is so... Titanic.
There you go.
Yeah.
Celine Dion with My Heart Will Go On.
I feel you. That is how I know.
Which not many artists can cover well.
Oh, you don't think? I think Me First and the Gimme Gimmes did an awesome version of that one.
Really? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, if they try to hit all the high notes, I mean, you know what I mean? Her range is so amazing.
I will agree with you on that one. All right. And so we're saying Titanic on that one?
Yes.
I'm seeing a theme here.
Yeah.
Before movie number 4.
If I didn't care. Than words can
you have an idea
say.
On this one?
If I didn't care,
I love this song.
I feel this way.
And
shoot, so I'm gonna say, gosh, what's a
Yeah, I'm leaning towards these all being Oscar.
That's me. Yeah, that was my thought too. So I was trying to think of an Oscar show.
They played that song in Gladiator.
Yeah, no.
or Braveheart.
Right.
I think
right.
I remember 300. Braveheart dancing to that one. 300. Yeah, I don't think that one was up for any. It was a good movie, but I don't think it was Oscar nominated.
Yeah.
I got nothing on that.
I know, me neither.
All right.
Finally, the two for movie number 5.
Don't know that one.
Nope.
Ah.
Oh, so is that Magnolia?
Yep.
Is the loneliest number that you'll
it's Amy Mann.
Do.
One.
Yep, there you go.
Good soundtrack.
Yeah, very good soundtrack.
As one. It's the loneliest
good movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
So how'd you do? As you probably saw, the twist I tried to introduce here was to include one song from each film and one clip from the actual score from the from the instrumental score for each film. So I don't know if that helped or hurt, but we'll see how you did. So let's get into the answers.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle.
Yes, that first one was Beauty and the Beast. Maybe a gimme. If there was a gimme in the group, I think that might be the one. The score by Alan Menken, and the song clip was the title song, sung by Angela Lansbury, Beauty and the Beast. Music by Alan Menken, lyrics by Howard Ashman.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
And film number two was Brokeback Mountain, that perhaps overused in parodies and such guitar score was by Gustavo Santaolalla. I'm sure I'm butchering his name. He won the Academy Award for that score, if memory serves. And the song clip was King of the Road, there by Teddy Thompson and Rufus Wainwright.
Oh, really? That's a cool cover.
Oh, yeah.
Movie number three was Titanic, score by James Horner. And the song clip there, which I'm sure you recognized, pretty sure, against your will, the very, very overplayed My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Here's the one I think that we didn't get.
I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really.
Yeah.
Get busy living, get busy dying.
And the fourth film was perhaps my favorite film of all time, The Shawshank Redemption, score by Thomas Newman. And a little song clip there is If I Didn't Care by the Ink Spots.
Very good. Love that movie.
I do, too.
We were just talking about movies the other night, and I think you and I both have this listed as our second favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, yep, we did.
Yep.
New York Herald, November 26, year 1911.
I love.
There was an account of the hanging of three men.
Ricky Jay.
And finally.
I just love Ricky Jay. Any movie he's in or any TV show. I think, what TV show do we just see him on? Like Flash Forward or?
I don't know who you're talking about.
He's the guy who just did that clip. He's the guy in Magnolia who talks about, you know, all the bits of coincidence, including the frogs falling from the sky. And he's also a magician.
Okay. I don't know. You'd have to show me a picture because I couldn't hear that very well, that clip. So,
all right.
What I think might have been the most difficult one, that was from the film Magnolia, score by John Bryan. And the song, which I think if you did get it is what probably put it over the top for you, is the cover of One by Amy Mann. If you recall, Magnolia had that wonderful all Amy Mann soundtrack, which I'm pretty sure you've referenced before on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
I think you're a fan. If you're not, then I'm misremembering something. So.
Very good.
That's it. That's the end of the game. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Love what you guys do. Keep pushing them out because I'm certainly going to keep listening to them. And I hope to be sending you another one of these sooner rather than later. Take care, guys.
Very cool.
Cool.
Thanks, John. And very good. Yeah, so we got 4 out of 5 movies and I don't know how many songs because I don't know if they count. You know,
well, you know,
if the theme songs are right, if we don't get the artist.
Yeah, I did like the fact that he had like kind of two songs or songs.
A song from the score as well as a song from the soundtrack.
I like that because sometimes it's like, oh, I know that. Yeah. I know it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Brokeback thing was right on the edge for you.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that is going to wrap it up for Musically Challenged as well as wrap it up for Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. You can call and place an audio request. I didn't play any of those on the show today. 206-222-COVER. Call in your request, and I won't say that it's more likely that your request will get on the show, but if I have an audio request to go with it, then boy, that sure does show up very brightly in my all request playlist. Of course, you can visit coverville.com for all your cover song needs. I think we finally have that HTXS and Era 500 issue fixed, so hopefully that's the case. If not, then if you get an Era 500 going to Coverville, then just check back in an hour because we usually have it fixed about an hour before the message first comes up. I get notified. We'll be back on Thursday with, I believe, a Doc Pomus cover story. If I don't push that to next week, it's right around his birthday, and I can't decide if I want to do a show the day after his birthday or 6 days before, so we'll see. But Doc Pomus is a very famous songwriter, and if you're not familiar with his name, you're absolutely familiar with his music. So that'll be either this week or next week. We'll see about that one. In the meantime, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.